Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And welcome to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages program. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana. And I hope you're settled in nice here in the Northeast. We're having a typical autumn evening. The trees are turning and the seasons are changing. And today is going to be a really special show because in just a few minutes, a certified medium and very talented and gifted medium from the Forever Family Foundation, Kim Russo, is going to be joining us, and we'll be taking your calls, your questions, connections to the other side, and we'll be really doing, I think, spirit's work. So hopefully, as you settle in tonight, wherever you're listening, all around the world, you'll know that we have one thing in common. You know, California might not have autumn like New York does, but what we all have in common is our connection to the other side, the people that we love, and really wanting to grow and further understand how we can get closer to them through communication. Before we bring Kim on in just a few moments, I just want to remind you of a very special event that's taking place with the Forever Family Foundation. Every year they have a conference. They've had them in New York. They've had them on the West Coast in San Francisco. And this year, they're going to be venturing out to beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. And it really is a special conference. I think they're all special. But every year, they grow and they grow and they bring new nuances to the field of mediumship and science, survival of consciousness. And this year, it's called Is There an Afterlife? An Exploration of the Unseen World, November 13th through the 14th, Fort Myers, New York. And it's really unique in that we are doing the definition of the foundation. We're bringing scientists together and some talented mediums. We have many with the foundation, but this particular conference, you can be joined by Deborah Martin, Janet Mayer, Joanne Gerber, Doreen Malloy, and then there is the scientific side, Claude Swanson, who wrote The Synchronized Energy, from the Synchronized Energy Institute, Paul Radmacher, Executive Director of the Monroe Institute, Dr. Judy Beischel from the Winbridge Institute, Mark Bocuse, oh boy, my Italian relatives are going to get me on that one, that's Bocuse in Italian, I don't know how the American version is, paranormal investigator and researcher. But it really is a wonderful gathering of wonderful mediums, and really to top it off, there'll be a night of spirit communication with Suzanne Northrup, which you can find all of that information at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I don't believe they've sold out, but they might be getting close, so please check it out. And really, this is an opportunity and a wonderful event not to be missed. Now, to tonight's show. It's my pleasure and absolute honor to bring onto the airwaves a very talented and gifted medium. I think you're going to always find her insights and her connections to be very beautiful and rewarding, but also very informative. I'd like to welcome Kim Russo to the program. Good evening, Kim.
Hi, Angelina. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Good evening, and I am enjoying this autumn weather in New York. It's my favorite time of year. I heard you speaking about it.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, isn't it?
It really is a time to just, for family, usually everybody's back in their routine, and everybody is just back on track, and I like it that way better, a little bit better than the summer.
Yeah, I get very mesmerized by the leaves changing. It really brings me like into a deep thought of transformation. You know, how something could be so beautiful throughout the spring and summer. You appreciate the green, you appreciate the brightness, and then it gets even richer and more beautiful with age. You know, it just,
absolutely,
it's such a beautiful transformation. For some reason I get very misty-eyed and very, even, it really touches my spiritual side for some reason. And I think when we think of the word transformation, you know, we kind of, it makes everyone's ears kind of perk up whenever you use it. What is, for you being a medium, when you think of the word transformation, what comes to mind for you?
Well, actually, we're always transforming, and I tell everyone, never think that you know all there is to know. And I also, you know, teach all of my clients that each day that you live, and if you could just learn a little bit each day, you are that much closer to transforming. And it's usually for the better, because if we learn a lesson, you know, we hopefully don't have to go back to that lesson and learn that. But the other side teaches us so much about life. It's incredible. And also about how, you know, that they really are just in the next room. And I'd love to have a demonstration tonight to show how the other side works. It's just incredible. But transforming is happening at every minute of every day, is what I see. I see that all around.
Yeah, do you think
it's very easy to see. You know, you just have to listen with your heart, and you will see things changing all around you. You know?
Do you think that the other side, after they cross over, they continue to have transformation?
Actually, that's a question that I am asked quite a bit, and absolutely. I always like to really get into the nitty-gritty of, just because the soul itself is encased in the physical body, it doesn't mean that it learns all of its lessons over here. This is just the school that's a little bit difficult. But on the other side, we do continue to learn. And, you know, it's funny, because people often ask, well, what do you mean? We still have jobs over there? And I said, well, absolutely. Don't think of it as a job where you get paid actual money, but it's other types of rewards, you know, just enlightenment, getting closer to the actual love that is all there is. And people do question that, and I says that is really what the journey is all about, is to get into the love energy and to connect with it and to feel like we're all one. So, yes, it absolutely does continue on the other side, no doubt about it.
And do you feel that the living, those in the physical, how we take each step every day, how we view our lives after our loved one has crossed over, does that play a part in the overall lesson that was learned from that person who crossed over? Do they continue to transform from watching our mistakes and our rewards and the lessons that we learn? What's your thought on that?
Okay, my thought on that is very often when a person comes through and communicates with their loved one from the other side, I often find that they have insight that they shed light upon to their loved ones who are still here. And interestingly enough, very often they've told me that being trapped in the physical mind or of the ego mind really kept them and limited them in this lifetime from seeing the bigger picture. And when they kind of just get away from the physical and the ego, they start to see why things happen the way they do. And I always refer to it as the bigger picture, because there really always is a bigger picture. If you look back on your life and you see why things happened the way they happened, and the end result, and I can speak for my own life, I can actually pinpoint why I had such heartbreaks in the past, why certain things were not good for me, because it would have kept me from my life's mission, which is what I'm doing now. So everybody should try to take a step back and try to get out of their trapped, you know, ego mind, in a sense. You know, people think of the word ego as egotistical, but it's, you know what, and I know that in the spiritual sense, the ego mind just brings fear, despair, depression, you know, it's not ego in the sense like that we use on a common daily basis. But yes, they do transform on the other side because they're not trapped in the here and the now and the, you know, narrow-mindedness. So it's pretty interesting, the insights they share.
It is. It really is. And another question I have for you, which is a common one that I get this time of the year. A lot of people ask me, and I'm really curious on your thoughts, if they often say, you know, with it being Halloween and ghosts and goblins, do you think that there's actually more energy around now because of that? Is the energy higher?
Why? No, you know, I really don't. I think
I
it's just
the
holiday that is, you know, portrayed that way. But
it's
I think it's just like any other fun holiday that's been kind of just brought into the society. But I don't feel that, no.
I don't either.
I don't know how you feel about that. Yeah.
I actually feel that people are just more aware of the word ghost and goblins or whatever the term is that they use during Halloween, and so that they feel more tuned in just because they're aware of it. And I think it's all because of the bottom line of if you want to, you know, be more connected to the other side, you have to be more aware and try to play a part in the energy of it. So I think that it isn't that just because it's Halloween you could connect more, not even from a medium's point of view. It's just if you're aware of energy, you'll be more tapped into it and hopefully see the pattern of energy that the other side is trying to say to you.
Yes, it could be every day. It doesn't have to be on Halloween at all.
Exactly.
People do. They have parties. They have seances. And they associate it with that, and I think it's quite funny, but it's okay, you know, if they feel that it's that time of the year where they can try to connect, maybe that they'll be on to something from that point on. So maybe it could be a good thing, right?
Exactly. Well, those are wonderful insights, Kim. Thank you. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll take your phone calls and connections to the other side. So stay with us. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be right back.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Did you know that there is an abundance of scientific evidence from well-credentialed scientists suggesting an afterlife? You now have an opportunity to learn about this evidence firsthand at Forever Family Foundation's conference in Fort Myers, Florida, November 13th and 14th. If you have suffered the loss of a loved one or are simply curious about what happens after we die, don't miss this chance to see scientists and certified mediums share their knowledge and insights in lectures, workshops, and demonstrations, including small group medium readings. Call 631-425-7707 or visit foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Heal your loss and grief through these spiritual hypnotherapy CDs. Titles include Talking with the Dead, The Inner Healer, Meeting Your Higher Self, and A Past Life Regression and Between Life Exploration. Dr. Holly Holmes Meredith is director of HCH Institute for Hypnotherapy and Psychospiritual Trainings. Go to hypnotherapytraining.com to sample and order her CDs. These CDs will empower you in your healing and transformation.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. we wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You're listening to Mediums and Messages program. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana. And our guest medium for this month's show is Kim Russo. Good evening, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Kim, your practice, I mean, I know you do readings all over the world, but your practice is generally located in the New York area, yes?
Yes, it is, Long Island area.
Long Island. And if we're going to be getting to our first caller shortly, but if people wanted to get a hold of you, they wanted to book a session, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Oh, definitely through my website, which is www.kimthehappymedium.com. And they could actually visit my Facebook page at Kim Russo, Psychic Medium Kim Russo.
So that would be
a great way to reach me.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. We'll repeat that information later on in the program. Right now, we are going to move to the program where we take your calls, your messages, and connections. I do ask if you do call in not to give us too much information so that we could be evidential for you. We'll take our first caller right now. Let's speak to Tony from Florida. Good evening, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good evening, Angelina and Kim.
Thank you so much for listening to Signs of Life Radio. Tonight, would you like to ask a question or would you like a connection?
A connection would be fantastic.
Hi, Tony. How are you? This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing? I'm doing good.
I'm very well. Very well, thank you. I am going to tune into your voice, and I do have a woman coming through who does not feel motherly, like she actually feels like a wife or a sister, which would be a contemporary for you. Sometimes it could be sister-in-law, but hopefully you'll understand who she is. They actually told me to talk about the A-N name around you. I know you're Tony, but not your name, like Anna or Anne. Do you know who that might be in your life?
Well, I go by Anthony also.
No, no, that's not it. It's a female Anne. Angela, Antoinette, a name like that is coming across to me. They tell me it connects to mom's side or Anna. There's a woman who's coming through who passed on of lung problems, or she just couldn't breathe when she passed, like congestiveness in the chest area. And like I said, she doesn't feel like a mother figure. She feels more like a contemporary. Can you validate who that may be, relationship to you?
Right now, it doesn't bring up anything.
Yeah, they keep saying the name Anne, that they connect to Anne or Anna. And they're
actually telling me...
I'm sorry?
I have a neighbor that her name was Anne, and she recently crossed, but she was a little bit... She was 20 years older than me.
Did she have breathing issues?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, don't misunderstand that. It could be your neighbor coming through. They don't pick and choose who comes through. One other thing, Tony, are you the one that lost the son?
No, I haven't.
There's a young man coming through, and he said that he crossed, he's younger than you, and he crossed of heart problems. He just, like, collapsed, and he knows you. Well, he knows your family. and he told me to take care of your skin condition. You have a skin issue at the moment?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so there's something on your skin that has to be addressed. It might, you may have to go to a dermatologist, or it may be a basal cell problem, like a small something that needs to be dug out and treated. So you need to keep on top of that, he says. He may be your nephew or a younger cousin. He feels like that. He knows you. And he said he keeps bringing up the New York connection or the connection up north, not being from Florida, he said. Do you recognize that? Tony, are you from the north, or is he from the north?
No, I'm from the north, from New York, but I don't know of any...
Because he said he knows you from the north. He knows you from New York, he said. That's what he told me to tell you. Okay, and he died of a quick, sudden heart attack. And basically, I hope you're taking notes, because you can always email the show to let us know if you recognize who it might be after, and he said to talk about Louis or Louise. Who is that in your life? Or Lucy, like Lou.
So I have a godmother whose name was Lucy, and she crossed some years ago. And she did have a son.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said that he did have someone who passed named Lucy. She crossed a few years ago.
Oh, yes, godmother. Godparents always come through, Tony. And very, very often, this young gentleman, chances are he is connected directly to Lucy, because when I did ask him mentally, tell me a name he would recognize, and he said Lucy. So it's either Lucy had a son younger than her, and that's the man who's coming through for you. And do you have a wife that crossed over, Tony?
Yes.
Because Lucy tells me, now Lucy's coming through, that she has your wife with her, and that they're very excited about, actually there was the anniversary recently of your wedding or of her passing. There was an anniversary recently or in a couple of weeks. It's this time of year.
There's one coming up next week.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to reference, and they want you to know that you're not alone, even though you may feel very lonely. Keep walking, because you cannot stay still with your knees. Your knees are hurting, and you need to keep walking. Don't let your knees get stiff, like arthritic. Like, you need to keep mobile with your legs. Your wife is coming through telling me that. Do you understand what she means about your legs?
Absolutely.
Okay, so don't sit down too much. You need to go on your daily walks, even if it's just, you know, around the development where you live. Get exercise for your legs. She's still very worried about your health. So she keeps a close eye on you, Tony, just so you know.
I'm happy
you need to
hear
know
that.
Excuse me?
I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah. She's very concerned about you taking good care of your health. And she told me to tell you, there's women or people that are reaching out to you that want to be in your company, and you just seem like you can't be bothered. And she's laughing, and she says, oh, you know, pick up the phone, make contact with them. They're just trying to be nice to you. So I hope you understand what that means. She said you are sometimes avoiding people.
I see the meaning of that.
Good, good. So she wants you to be a little more social and walk around and keep active. That's her main message to you. And that she's fine, and she said, take care of your skin issue. She's standing with Lucy. She needs to tell you that. Okay, Tony?
Yes.
I hope this helped you, Tony.
Absolutely. Absolutely did.
And Tony, I want you to keep something in mind, too, that Kim kept on referring to Anna as a contemporary, but I find it very interesting. She lived next to you. She was a neighbor, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when you think of a contemporary, you think of someone who's the same or same age or approximately together in the same age. I kind of wonder, Kim, if on some level Anna was trying to say that, no, it's not that we were the same age. We were just close to each other in company, like as neighbors.
Right, she might have put herself to the side of him technically,
yes.
Right. I know what you're
yes.
saying.
Yeah, because sometimes you get that feeling that you're the same age, but they're just trying to say I'm next to you. Or it's like a symbolic thing that happens to me, too, when I do readings. So
mm-hmm.
I think your neighbor was trying to come through, too, as well, Tony.
Right,
okay.
She just passed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, good
so
for you. I'm happy to hear that your wife came through for you, Tony.
Yeah. Take good care, Tony. Be good to yourself. Remember what your wife said, okay?
Thank you so much, ladies. From the bottom of my heart, warmest regards.
Thank you.
Take good care. Take care.
Our next caller is Frank from New Jersey.
Hi.
Good evening, Frank. How are you?
Well, I've been better.
I understand. Would you like to make a connection today, or would you like to ask a question?
Well, a connection would be very nice.
Hi, Frank. How are you? This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. excuse me. I know you have a person in your mind that you're hoping to hear from, but try to be open to who may come through, including the person you're looking for.
I understand.
I want to just start off by saying that better days ahead is what I'm hearing for you. There does look like a situation with finances right now that I'm being shown has to be taken care of, or you're in the midst of taking care of someone's finances.
Yes.
It's possible that someone passed on and you were left with the mess is kind of how I'm hearing it. I'm not quite sure if it's happening right at this moment, but that's
yes.
how I'm being told that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. It's getting better, and it's, whoever this is coming from the other side, it feels foster-like, by the way, or parental. They make me feel as if they're helping you. You're not alone doing this. And I don't feel you wanted this job, but I just feel like nobody else can do it. I do get – you have one sister, Frank?
No.
Okay, you don't have a sister?
No.
They're talking about a woman. I want to say possibly it sounds like the name Carol or Catherine. Do you know who I am referring to?
Could be. I need a little more information which
okay.
way you're going.
Well, let me just get back to what's going on. You look like, but like I said, I see you as like in a tornado, but you're coming out of it. They said hang in there. You're at the tail end. Things are going to either sell. There is some kind of disagreement that I do feel with someone around you where you're trying to let them hear your side of you, but they just won't listen to you. It's like they have their own opinions. And I also feel your mom may be crossed. And I want to also give you the name Charles. Who might that be for you?
That's a good question. I'm writing it
Charles
down.
Charles or Chris? It's a C-H name in your life. They're spelling the C-H for me, which would be connected directly to you. But the person who crossed over is coming through, I want to say pancreatic cancer or colon area cancer. And it is a man. I have a man and a woman here coming to you.
Okay.
Okay, and they feel older, and they keep pointing to the pancreas and or the bladder, like in that area. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
Okay. Is that your dad, or you just don't want, rather not
yes.
say?
Yes.
It is dad. It feels
yes.
like dad. Okay. Well, he also feels like he wants to apologize to you for certain things that were not closed the proper way with you and him, like possibly you didn't say goodbye to him, or there's possibly something he didn't say or you didn't say. But he keeps saying, tell him it's okay. I feel like you're going to have a continuing bond, or the bond will get better from where he is to where you are now. But there does come across of a form of apology, definitely, but almost in a way to say thank you for what you're doing, but but don't worry about how it ended. That's what he keeps saying. So ended means his lifetime and your relationship, or you possibly didn't get to say goodbye to him. So he wants to talk about that. Are you moving? Because I feel a move around you. Or did you just?
Well, we've been talking about it. It's years away, though.
Well, I don't feel it's years away. So it doesn't mean it's tomorrow either, but I do feel it's sooner than you think, because what your dad is sharing with me is that there's a lot of new insights that you've developed. You're coming into a new state of mind, like as if you're working on yourself. You're doing a lot of soul searching, and what used to work for you is not working for you anymore. And that's okay. He keeps saying, tell him that's really okay to let go of what doesn't work for him anymore. I do feel that there may be certain relationships or jobs or connections that you've had that you've just stayed for obligation. That's what your father is saying. I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope that's who you were looking to hear from, because pretty much that's who showed up, and there is a woman standing right next to him that didn't really, wasn't able to get a word in edgewise. So if Dad is like quite the talker, that may be why that unfolded that way.
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. Do you want to ask any questions, or are you okay with this reading?
I'm taking it all in. It comes out, pretty quickly, and you're right on the money.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear it. Just don't live with any kind of guilt anymore. It's like you need to make some changes that will actually make you happier, and because it almost seems as if lately you're getting panic attacks, or you're getting anxiety ridden, and that's not what it's meant for you to be. It's not meant for you to be that stressed out over circumstantial, because you do seem to be the type of person that likes a nice, even tone and like everybody happy. But you're starting to see you can't make everybody happy. So work on yourself, and it's not being selfish. It's just, you really won't be good for anybody if you don't take care of your mental state. You have to take care of your mental state. That's the first and foremost thing that's coming across from Dad towards you. And he doesn't leave you. He's with you through this time. And he brings up Valentine's Day, or February has a very specific meaning for you or the family. Usually it's a birthday or an anniversary of some sort.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
I don't know if you recognize it, but he brought up February.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Kim? It's his birthday.
Oh, it is. Happy birthday.
It's Frank's birthday. It's Frank's birthday, yeah. That's
sweet. Right, a few months away, but he recognizes, and he's always with you, and he just wanted to validate by giving me a certain date or a certain month to let you know that it's him and, you know, that he knows. So I wish you all the luck in the world, and stay strong, Frank, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
You're
Thanks
very
for
welcome.
Calling Signs of Life Radio. Take care. Okay, we'll take our next caller, which is Susie from Montana. Good evening, Susie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you so much for calling. Did you want a connection, or did you want to ask a question?
I would like a connection, please.
Hi, Susie. How are you? This is Kim.
Hi.
Okay, great to hear your voice from Montana. Let's see what's coming through for you. Are you one of a lot of sisters, or is your mom one of, like, four sisters or something to that effect? They're talking about the family with a lot of sisters. Or do you have a lot of daughters? A bunch of daughters or sisters in the same family. Can you relate to which family that is?
No.
They're talking about the lake house or the house by the lake. So at first I need to identify who's coming through when they show me these images and pictures. And I want to say there's a possible Dorothy around you or Dolores. Do you recognize the female D initial? Could be a living person, too, when they reference names.
Boy, it really doesn't.
Do you know where the lake house is, or the vacation home by the lake that they you guys used to go to?
We used to go to the lake all the time. We didn't have a house there, but yeah, we grew up on the lake.
Okay, this woman who's coming through, and I do feel like I have some sort of in-law for you too, so hold that thought in mind too. This woman who's coming through keeps remembering well, you may have gone to the lake, but I see a dwelling on the property, so whatever that may be. She remembers the lake place. And as a matter of fact, there's a cremation that took place. One of these women coming through tells me she was cremated. Do you identify with this as your family or an in-law?
You know, as far as the lake goes, but my former mother-in-law was cremated. Her name was, well, they called her Dottie.
Yeah, I really think
Dottie, did you hear that? It's the D connection you were getting, Kim.
Yeah, I said Dorothy or Dolores. I saw it as D-O. So yeah. Her name is Dottie, and that's your mother-in-law?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's who you wanted to hear from, but I do have a woman coming through who also feels like your side of the family, they may be, like, trying to both speak to me, because the woman with the lake feels very sentimental about the memories she shared with your family at the lake. So I do feel like this motherly, like, grandmother or mom.
I have an aunt whose name was Dori, D-O-R-I.
Well, I will definitely get more information from her, but the aunt with D-O or Dori, do you recall if she ever came to the lake with you?
Actually, they did when they visited, and they had a house on the river in a different state.
Okay, well, there you go with that whole dwelling in the house. Now, I also have to tell you that if Aunt Dori was not cremated, then we have her coming through along with your mother-in-law, because that's how they will differentiate where one was cremated
and one
wasn't. I'm sorry?
I believe she was cremated.
Yeah, well, then there's your lady. Bingo, we found her.
Okay.
You could check into that. And again,
okay.
I don't claim to have who you exactly were expecting, but she seems to want to step forward. She brings up Dad, so is she on Dad's side by any chance?
My dad's sister.
Okay, there you go. She brings up Dad, so that means she's probably coming through with him or trying to talk about him.
Okay.
And I feel she's showing up first. Like, she's showing up like, hello, here I am, and here he is. So she's kind of swooping him in, it looks like. She's got quite a bit of people with her. And don't forget, I want you to remember, she may be a woman with a lot of sisters, or she may be the woman with a lot of daughters, because that's how it kind of just came right out.
Okay.
And do you work in the medical field by any chance, Susie, or a teaching field? I get it as the same symbol.
No.
That's what she brings up. So unless she was a teacher or a medical or teaching comes
a lot of medical issues with her and in my family, but not in the teaching.
No, she's not talking about her medical issues. She's not doing that. She's actually fine on the other side. She's talking about being in the industry of education or medical. So that's someone she's referencing, and again, it can be her own family. Sometimes you'll figure these things when you hang up. But she's so excited to come through. And let me just bring Dad up for a second. Let me see where we got. It feels like an Edward, too, or Ed is there standing with them, an E-D name or E name, very strong.
That's my grandfather.
Okay, he's standing there, too. I just have to tell you that. They're spelling his name for me, and they're just... So these are the people that are showing up for you, and you may have to check your levels of your blood as far... And, again, just go get a checkup or get blood work. The levels are raised, which would indicate high sugar, cholesterol, or pressure. So they're being very specific about seeing you and checking the levels in your blood or keeping up with your blood work. So have you done that recently?
No, I haven't. I never have.
Okay.
I mean, I get checkups and stuff, but I've never done any blood work.
Oh, boy. Hmm. We need to get some blood work then. This is what they're telling me. I don't need to worry you. You may just have a touch of something that you may need a supplement, or you may need some kind of little pill to take, like a, if I had to say, I feel like you may have a little bit high sugar. And again, I'm not, you know, a doctor by no means, but just get it checked out because I trust what they're telling me from the other side.
Okay.
It feels like a little bit too much sugar in your blood, so you'll get the test, and you know, we would love to hear back just as a validation for, through the website for the Forever Family.
Okay.
But you'll be okay. I do know that. And also, was Mom's death recent or the most recent?
She's still here.
Oh, who's the woman with
my
the
mom.
Dementia or the Alzheimer's? Your father brings up the woman with the dementia or the forgetfulness. Who was he speaking of? He's either talking about Mom or that's the woman he's with. She had forgetfulness. This woman was in a nursing home. I could see that about her.
Well, no, my great-grandmother was and had dementia.
It's who he's... It's definitely who he's standing with. And as far,
okay.
And you know what the message is from you to your mom? Have patience with her. That's what Dad just said, told me to tell you. I'm not sure in what
okay.
capacity, but he said, please tell her to have a lot of patience with Mom. It's not easy.
Okay.
It's not easy to deal with her. Or I don't say her person, her health issues as much as possibly her personality right now. So she may be giving everybody a hard time about something.
Yeah.
He said, please have patience with her. She's going through a tough time. Do you know what he means?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he's having a grand old time. He's reuniting with all his family. He's very into, I don't know if I want to say airplanes or technical objects that he likes to see how it works. He does that on
he
the
was
other
a pilot.
Side. He told me to show you. Oh, gosh, he was a pilot. That's wonderful. That's probably why
he had his own airplane, yes.
On the other side, too. I have to tell you, he's so interested in this, what looks there, and when he, you know, they claim that they have everything we have here. So, you know, he's still enjoying the whole mindset of being free and flying. And he just made a joke. Your father has quite a cute personality because he says, well, now I can visit them, but I don't need the airplane. He just told me to tell you that. So that was a cute little little line that he said. He says, I visit, but I don't need the plane to get there. Mm-hmm. He really is in a good way, I have to tell you. Happy birthday to someone, you or your mom or a daughter or something, female. He's just referencing the birthday now. 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks from now. Or this week, there's a birthday wish. Well, it could be his birthday. Sometimes that's how they'll come across with it.
Actually, his anniversary is tomorrow.
Of his passing?
His passing and his wedding anniversary is the same day, and it's tomorrow.
Oh,
for God's sakes, that's got to be what he means. They always reference the celebratory date, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, as the birthday, the anniversary, or the anniversary of their death. That's usually when they give me numbers or months.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still very intact with his memory of remembering dates, and it's also because you guys are thinking quite a bit about it. And he said that there was a reunion, I want to say, this past summer, and he said, make sure you tell her I was with them. I feel like the whole family got together. Some people could not make it, but he was there, and he didn't miss it.
Okay.
Cool. He said, just tell her I was part of it. I didn't miss it.
All right.
It was a good event. It wasn't a sad event where everybody was together.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to know, Susie?
No. Is my son with them?
Let me ask. Was he the suicide?
No.
Okay, that's what I see. I see a man there with them who points to his own chest, which allows me, it tells me that they're responsible for their own passing. And they told me to say James. Who was that? Or Jack, J-A.
Oh, that was my best friend's husband. And he committed suicide. Jim was his name.
Okay, well, that's the person next if I gave him a chance to talk. Dad did tell me his son's there, but he did not come in the room this evening, not because he didn't want to. He just wasn't able to. But, again, he said he is there, but not present in the room. But you can tell your friend that James tried to push through. And it's not a matter that your son wouldn't want to be there. It's just a matter of circumstance. So, you know, you could always get him. It's just on a quick radio spot, it just may be a little bit difficult for him, for the timing of it all. You understand? Like, if we had more time, we would definitely be able to wait for him. But we could definitely do that another time if you'd like, Susie.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much,
very, very
Susie.
In his... Take care.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Bye now. Okay, we'll take our next caller. Let's talk to Marianne on Signs of Life Radio. Good evening, Marianne.
Hello. Hi, Angelina. Hi,
how
Kim.
Are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing good. Would you like to ask a question or would you like a connection?
I would love to have a connection, please.
Okay. Hi, Marianne. How are you?
Hi.
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
You would like a connection. Let's see what's... let me get into your vibration. 1 second. Marianne, where did she say you're from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. Mm-hmm. It helps me locate and pinpoint for me to go into your energy. Okay, they're showing me a young, maybe about 8-year-old boy with bangs. I don't know who this is to you, if it's your child, if it's your nephew, but he seems very, very close to you. And he has big eyes that are just looking up at me. Did you lose a child, like maybe a young boy?
Not a young boy.
Did you lose a son?
No, not a son.
Okay. They keep telling me your child is there, but I keep seeing this boy, this young boy in my head. Do you know who Brian is or Ryan?
No, I don't.
I want to make sure I'm connecting with you.
Okay.
They're talking about this. I keep seeing him, and he keeps looking up. And they're telling me to talk about all the signs that you get from the other side. There feels like a mother energy or mother-in-law. I still feel you lost the child because they're holding a child of yours. I'm not quite sure if the child had a big life experience or short-lived or what, but I feel like the adults, the woman that's coming through with a child of yours is doing the talking for the child. So that this is how it's coming across first and foremost. Did your mom or your mother-in-law pass?
My mother-in-law.
I kind of felt it might have been that. So let's see what's going on with that. I do feel she's trying to bring in an energy of a child, or just to let you know that the child, but again, I want to keep saying, I don't think there was a lot of life experience with this child. So let me try to get more in tune to what that means. But I keep seeing a younger boy that's alive, and he keeps looking up at you, like maybe you watch him or you take care of him, or he's your friend's son or your nephew. I don't know why I'm seeing this boy, but I believe this boy is alive. Now that I see him, because he's standing in your kitchen, and he keeps looking up at you as if he wants you to get something for him. Does this sound familiar? Do you watch someone's son, or was there a young boy recently?
No, I don't.
Did you say no?
No.
No.
Can you hear me?
All right, I'm asking, do you know who Patricia is, or the P name around you?
I have a friend named Patricia.
Right, just so you know, and I'm going to let this little boy situation go, the boy connects to Patricia's family. And I don't know what that has to do with you, but there's someone trying to push through from that family as well.
Okay.
Do you understand who the cheerleader is? I see a picture of a girl who was in a gymnastics or a cheerleading. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm connecting with you, but I'm going to give you one more name. Do you know who Rose is? Because they said talk about Rose.
No.
Okay. I don't know, Marianne. I'm not getting a connection. Angelina, okay. Are you?
I know Marianne, so it's kind of difficult for me to read her.
Yes.
being in the host position, I'm going to...
Oh,
have
I didn't realize you knew her. Okay.
No, that's okay. I just didn't want to say anything in case you knew that I knew her. I'm just trying to keep the integrity filled here.
No, it's just, listen, honesty is honesty. I don't want to waste time on the phone if we're not making a connection.
No, I understand that. I'm surprised you didn't jump at the gymnastics or the cheerleading, Marianne.
It's more like karate.
Yeah. You're
breaking up. I can't hear.
Marianne,
karate?
You seem to be breaking up a little bit. It was a hobby of hers, right?
Karate, yes.
Oh, karate. Okay, so that karate. I don't know if you would somehow take the gymnastics and the moving around like karate, but unfortunately...
It looks like it, but I didn't want to give that information if it wasn't correct,
yeah.
But yes.
No,
she
I understand,
was a
but keep in mind...
black belt.
But keep in mind, too, that, you know, when mediums see things...
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we have to be left to interpret them, and necessarily,
right.
You know, sometimes maybe something like moving around, like gymnastics, could be misinterpreted for karate. Is that true, Kim?
I have to interrupt. They're insisting on the R-O name, and I know I said Rose, but sometimes that's Robert. It's the first two initials is R-O, so I have to insisting on it, and who that is connected to you. Because you may be focused just on one specific person, and that may be why you're missing everything else.
Right. Okay.
Do you know who Robert is? Sometimes Robert comes across as Richard too, but they told me to stick on that.
Richard is my nephew. He's living.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He's 18 now.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was the young boy you were seeing alive. Okay.
I keep seeing him in the kitchen. And I'm standing by an island, and it's cherry wood cabinets. I saw this whole scene. Let me just leave you with this. This is what I'm hearing very strongly. I'm not sure if I have the connection of who you want, but I do have a mother-in-law here. There are certain things that could not have been avoided. This is the message I'm getting. There are certain circumstances that no matter what anybody could have done or would have done, would not have changed the outcome of this whole situation. And there is a dog with them that had to be put to sleep. It's possibly your dog or a dog, a very special family dog. But I do see the dog with them just now. The dog appeared. But I'm really getting your mother-in-law doing all the speaking. Did you have to put a dog to sleep?
Not recently, but yes, we have had to, yeah.
Okay, does this look like a lab, not a small dog, like a mid-sized Labrador or something like that?
A Doberman.
Okay, well, definitely not a small dog.
No,
yeah,
definitely
exactly.
Not a small dog.
No, not a small dog.
Yeah, but I see it as a brownish, like a tan or brown. That's why I said lab. But
yes.
I just have to give you, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I have to just, again, say about the in-law or the mom-in-law, really quickly, are you the one that's not with her son any longer, or is there another son that's not with his wife any longer?
On his side of, on my husband's side of the family, there's a bunch of them that's not with their
son. No.
Okay.
I am still married to her son.
Okay, because she made it sound as if it was your husband, but it's a different son. That's how she's coming across with it, just to let you know. That's pretty much it, but she's guarding this child, like, with her life. But there's not a lot of communication from the child at this moment. But, again, it's, you know, definitely got her, somewhat of her. And a name Helen is very big with you, or the H name. Very strong H. She told me to leave that with you. Initial H, okay?
Okay.
It's family.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay,
thank
Marianne,
you
thank
calling.
You so much for calling.
Thanks. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, Kim.
Oh, boy.
Fabulous job connecting our listeners to the other side. I really appreciate you and your energy and your gift. I was right alongside you for a few of them in my head, but you didn't need me tonight, and that just shows what a professional and a wonderful medium that you are. I know you really do feel the responsibility and the integrity, and, of course, the evidence that you bring through is striking. So thank you so much for allowing us to connect with you and you giving your talents and abilities to the foundation. We really appreciate it.
It's always my pleasure. And thanks for being such a wonderful host, and everybody just seems to, get somewhat of healing messages. So I'm very happy to do that.
Thank you so much, Kim. And then get a hold of you again. Can you give us your website real quick before we sign off?
Sure. www.kimthehappymedium.com.
Okay, we want to thank Kim very much, so much that we'd like you to also check out the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org site. I'm Angelina, your host for the evening. You've been listening to Signs of Life Radio, and I want you to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.